when people are being roughed up by police, there's a huge crowd of people surging into this centre here and banging on the glass windows. Cops come in, spear formation. They penetrate right through the crowd that are close up against the building, banging on the windows and such, trying to force their way through the doors. And they start shoving and pushing all the protesters back. The protesters smash up all these potted plants and things like that we're decorating around the place, and they're all full of these polystyrene cubes, which just kind of get blasted out and fly everywhere. And they're like halfway down the street, people putting balaclavas or little handkerchiefs around their faces and stuff like that to prevent themselves from going identified, stealing police officers' hats and then running out of the crowd and stuff like that and laughing at them. One of them was bald, and I thought that was actually really funny. It turned out that these cops were just like any other cops, no idea what the heck they're doing. And just like any other time when I've seen these big protests and things get nasty, there's always one cop, usually a senior cop, who is a bigger knob than the rest of them combined. Okay? I was jettisoned onto the other side of the police line after I'd used my megaphone to encourage the protesters to move quietly, calmly, and to not panic, and to stick together, and to not lay back, otherwise they might be arrested. You know, I was doing the police officer's job for them. They didn't have any public address system. I did. So I did what I could to prevent any of the protesters from getting arrested. And maybe because I did that, and I'd spoken to a number of senior police officers on the day, they all just seemed to approach me because they think I'm the leader of the protest. I'm just there with my own agenda, essentially, because I'm half protester, half reporter, half public figure. Does that fractionally even work out? Well, anyway, I'm on the protester's side, I'm on the cop's side, and I'm also on the side of getting great footage and getting the truth out to people. So I'm a multiverse free agent, essentially, at a protest. You don't know whose side I'm going to be on. It'll just be at any given moment. If I can help the protesters in some way, I do. If I can help the police in some way, I do. It doesn't mean that I'm going to, you know, tell the police things that they need to know about other protesters and what have you, and give them info packets on them, whatever. No. But the whole function here is that if you're capturing all of this police violence, and talk about that senior cop, he shoved this old lady. She was walking back. The protest was basically over, okay? And there's a big line of cops in front of me, and there's an old lady who's a protester walking towards the big line of cops from behind, just trying to get through to the other side where I was. And she's coming through. She's very calmly. She's walking. She's doing as she was directed. And then this cop comes up right behind her just as she goes through the line and shoves her as hard as he can. And she nearly falls over if she hadn't plowed right into me. And because I'm big, strong, and kind of got a big belly and what have you, you know, she was cushioned in the blow, and it wasn't all that bad. That same cop, they wouldn't let us go back to my car, basically. They had a big line of cops blocking off the whole street. My car was parked in the street with a fracking megaphone on it, with the boot open, with all my expensive camera equipment and all of that kind of stuff. We weren't allowed to go to the private establishment even next door to get a beer. So, you know, the police were impeding the local businesses from their customers getting through at the same time. I had to walk all the way around the block in order to get back to my car. And as I got back to my car, I took a little bit of footage of the burn mark in the middle of the road where protesters had burnt, umpteen different white boxes that represented, you know, pages of documents and what have you that are in this Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement deal, which is basically the precursor to some kind of corporate dictatorship, and give all the power to the companies that are trading here rather than the people who are living here. And this cop comes up to me from – he crosses the street, you know, from the other road. I've got my camera pouch on my hip, and the microphone's inside it, you know, with just the handle of the microphone sticking out of this pouch. And so he comes up to me, like, real kind of threatening, like, and he goes, "What's in the pouch?" And I go, "It's my microphone." And he's like, "Yeah, show it to me, you know, just comes right at me and is grabbing it out and ripping and what the hell did he think I had in my freaking camera pouch, yo? Are you kidding me? What a freaking... Ugh! You know, no matter how much you try to like cops, no matter how much you try to give them some space, no matter how much you even try to follow their freaking direction, they still act like scum. That's the immutable truth. And bear in mind, this was the highest ranking officer there. So you're going to just imagine what orders all of these young cops, who some of which I spoke to and were rather kind and nice and actually prepared to fracking listen and didn't want to touch me and shove me without giving me so much as a word of warning or a word of direction. They initiate force every time. And that is what violence is. Not attacking somebody who's attacked you, that's not violence. It's the initiation of force that is violence. And that's what all of these cops were doing that whole day. They were just the initiators. Shoving, smacking people in the faces, trying to arrest people who hadn't even done anything wrong. You know? Just violent, disgusting pigs, essentially. But it doesn't mean that because I see the reality of the police that I hate all police. I hate all police all the same. Not because they might be bad people or whatever. It's because when they put on that uniform and when they are ordered to do things, seemingly almost all of them become robotic killing machines if they were told to be so. That's what I hate about the police as an institution. Not the police as people. Although I do hate many, many, many individuals in the police who I've met and come into contact over the years at protests, who are a bunch of disrespectful, unkind, unwavering, absolutely disgusting, sociopathic, criminal scum. That's what a lot of these senior cops are. Really. And that's the reason why they become senior cops, because there's even worse criminal scum above them who wish to have more criminal scum underneath them so they can implement their criminal scumbaggery agenda over all the people at all times. Global intimidation force if necessary. And I'm sure one's on the way. Is anybody else out there think that police should, I don't know, behave a little bit differently? I mean, you do want your police to be intimidating just in case, you know, you have real bad criminals and what have you. I remember speaking to these two cops before the protest even started, and they said the protest didn't have a permit to go on the road. And the protest went on the road anyway. And these people had told me, there's not enough cops to police a protest like this. We haven't been given any notice. We haven't given any permits, you know. It'll draw police away from policing domestic violence cases and drug dealing and violence and murders and all of that kind of stuff. That's what he said before. And as soon as the protesters were about to try and interrupt an international trade conference with 100 delegates from many different countries speaking about the worst violation of all law in New Zealand's history, we had nearly 200 cops show up. Felt like 200 cops to me anyway. Might have been just 100. Might have been just be 50. But that's after two cops telling me that they couldn't even afford the two of them to be there. You know? Were you lying to me, cop? Oh, that's right. You fracking were. Saw that same cop who told me that towards the end of the protest. And he just says, "Be quiet." You know, these people are just douchebags.